I went to get some groceries the other day, and it was just like one of the, well, Maltese, for those, the local folks will know that. It's just a smaller, not a big chain kind of grocery place.
Yeah,
it's
like ways. A cross mom and pop kind of store. A bodega and a grocery store.
A bodega.
Yeah.
All right, sure. I don't know what that is, but I'll nod.
Editor's note: a Hispanic Spanish Latin mini mart, kind of like a 7-Eleven, but usually smaller and more like a liquor store atmosphere. Commonly used term on the East Coast, especially in the New York City region, where you will find many of these. The word came from the actual Spanish word for grocery store, la bodega.
Hey, he's a streetwise teen growing up in Queens.
Hey.
Anyway, so I'm there, Fonzie. And I'm walking around. I just picked up a couple things. I walk up to the till, and there's a man and a woman ahead of me, and the guy's got a dog with him, and the woman's paying kind of ahead of him, and he just turns to me, and he kind of gestures to me, and he's like, "Can't wait till I see his ass kicked." And I'm like, "Is he about to kick my ass? I don't know.
The dog?
No, well, he's kind of pointing, like, gestured at me, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. Is he going to fight me? And I realize I'm wearing my Thor t-shirt. And he's looking at the Thor, and he's like, I can't wait to see his ass kicked. And I'm tired, and it's like, I'm not in a social mood, and I'm like, what's going on here? I'm like, I'm thinking, okay, Thor Ragnarok, and Hulk is going to kick his ass. I'm like, oh, the Hulk. Thing.
I mean, and again.
Thor Ragnarok. And he goes, oh, no. In Thanos, in the Avengers once. Huh. I'm like, oh, I'm like, okay, all right.
Like two movies ahead.
Yeah, I'm like, well, it's a couple years away. He goes, oh, that's next year. I'm like, I don't think so, but like, whatever, I'm not going to argue with it. I'm like, okay.
No, you're a stranger.
Yeah. And like, and I'm thinking, is that the end of the conversation? I hope it's the end of the conversation because I really don't feel like talking. And he just turns to walk away, and he turns to me and says, I'm the biggest Thanos memorabilia collector in North America.
That guy.
Do you know him? Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he says that. And I'm like, just stunned. And I'm like, I don't know how to react to that. And I look at him and I'm like, oh, in Thunder Bay. And he goes, I'm a Canadian military vet.
Yep.
And that was the end of the conversation. I'm like, I don't know what that statement had to do with the previous statement. Thank you for your service. I don't know what.
And your current MMA training? Thing I've talked to this guy.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, geez.
So he's not just a crazy person. I guess he's
he's a
crazy person also.
Enthusiast.
Yeah, it just seemed like some bizarre conversation out of nowhere, and was possibly me being a little slow and just not picking up on what we were talking about. But I'm like, what? You lost me. Yay, Maltese.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues
Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues.
Excelsior!
All right, welcome to the show. I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
I am Bri. I'm probably Bri.
The once in future Bri.
Yeah.
So how are we doing today? How's everyone feeling? I know we're all a little tired.
Everybody's a little sick, I think.
Yep, some of us have bloody feet.
That's true. Managed to slice the bottom of my toes on the corner of a stair.
On Gillette razors.
Yes. Yeah. That's where I cut myself.
It's like
you got those hairy toes.
Working up to the faith walking across coals, but you thought, I'll just try razors first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It turns out, horrible mistake.
No faith at all.
No, even less now.
Faith is blood.
Mm.
That sounds like the name of like a Christian rock band.
Faith is blood?
Faith is blood.
Oh, that could be good.
Mm.
It's like Christian metal.
Yeah. I don't.
That's every one of their songs.
Yeah.
We got enough to loop it all together, I think.
Yeah.
Actually.
Oh, yeah.
Who's editing this one?
I don't know. I'm not doing that. You can go to hell.
Current Zero News Flash.
Let's just start with Wonder Woman just passed 700 million globally.
Yes.
Woo!
And is actually in the North America. It was announced the other day. It's the highest grossing DC cinematic whatever universe.
Really? Yep.
The highest of all of them. Yeah, in the US. So that tells you something. It sure tells studio executives something. If they're listening.
If they're listening. If they're listening. If they're listening.
But what does it mean? Everything means needs to happen during the Great War.
True.
Yep. Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman. There's a report, according to something called the Hashtag Show. I don't know what it is. This is a report that's not confirmed.
All right.
But, sounds internet-based.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Apparently, the Green Lantern Corps movie may have a director attached in Rupert Wyatt, who directed, I believe, Rise of the Planet of the Apes and other things.
Nice.
Which a lot of people enjoyed, so
that would be good.
Work out.
Yep.
And they also had some little casting things.
Casting call thing?
Casting call things. So basically, you know, what has kind of been hinted at or rumored or I don't know.
Who they're looking already. For, and yeah.
They're kind of doing like a, like we said before, Lethal Weapon in space is the idea they're going for, which is a good idea. I'll give them that. That's a good idea.
Do you really want to jump? Do you
wanna? Yep.
Hal Jordan being the older sort of seasoned pro, and then you have Jon Stewart being the rookie that he's teamed up with. They're casting for apparently somebody for Hal, a Caucasian dude, between 39 and 50, and for Jon, obviously African-American, between 21 and 30. So they're going for somebody up to 50 for Hal, which is kind of, I think we sort of talked and speculated about it like a while back, like a year ago, and it sort of was talked about, and I was kind of like, yeah, that would be good, and it seems like that's what they're doing.
Cool.
So.
They listened to the show.
Yeah.
They must.
Oh, of course they did.
Of course.
Hi.
Gonna get those white temples on Hal Jordan. That'll be pretty good.
I know. I want them to look like Roger Corman, Reed Richards.
Yeah, yeah. Just spray painted on there. Oh, yeah. That's what you need.
Yep.
So, I'm assuming stunt casting for Hal Jordan, and then maybe he'll only be in the one movie. We'll see what happens.
So, still not Tom Cruise, though, right?
Yeah. He might need a franchise now.
What about Val Kilmer?
He might need a new franchise.
Anybody actually see that?
No.
No.
I did.
Did you?
Horrible.
Oh, man.
It was brutal.
So you were the one who saw it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was horribly bad.
Hey, man, so cinematic universes, you can't fail.
Nope.
I thought it really made for a fresh take on it, a modern take on it.
Speaking of casting, Samuel Jackson could be co-starring with Captain Marvel, which is kind of cool because he's been a little bit.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
He hasn't really shown up much.
No, he was like in every movie and he had a big part in every movie, and then he kind of sidelined as the big team things happened.
It'd be a good way to bring him back if they get something that's a little more strictly like a solo character focused and sort of give, you know, work.
That's
well
where he seems to work best. Yeah.
Yeah, like work well in like Winter Soldier or something, for example.
Yep.
So that would work great.
Yeah, they're starting to film this January in 2018.
I know I'm not a baby cow. Doesn't mean I can't enjoy milk.
Fox, while we're on movies. This is all movies.
It's all
movies all the time.
Movie talk.
Oh, yeah. Fox has set 6 Marvel movie release dates over 2019, 2020, 2021. They had the specific dates listed, but considering those shift all the time and I didn't write them down, who cares?
Yeah.
6 dates. So this is after Deadpool 2, New Mutants, and X-Men Dark Phoenix are out. So that's a lot of movies over the span of 3 years. So I'm assuming, you know, there's probably another Deadpool movie in there. There's probably another New Mutants movie in there.
Yeah, well, X-Force and...
X-Force, is happening, so there's that.
Like, as much as people say X-Force is happening, I don't believe that X-Force is happening.
Yeah.
I don't believe that X-Force is happening.
I know.
Come on. That's not... I don't believe that X-Force is happening.
We'll see what happens with Deadpool 2, because that's supposed to be the setup for it.
Announcing dates means literally nothing in the big picture, but if you are following through here, 6 movies in 3 years, can they all be X-Men movies? And if they can't, oh no! They want to keep those rights, even though they don't know what to do with them.
Exactly. This is randomly put out 6 movies and see which one does best, and then we'll make a franchise based on that.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't believe that X-Force is happening.
First.
Sorry, I'm very excited, but we just talked about this last week, so this is thrilling news. Alpha Flight is part of the X-Men's Fox Universe, finally, according to set pictures on Deadpool 2. There's a taxi.
Oh, there's a taxi.
A little sign above it says Alpha Flight Travel Agency.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that.
Puck really wants to...
it's Puck driving the
Puck
taxi.
Puck really wants to fly you to Alaska.
He's does. Like one of those donuts.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, poor Puck.
Alpha Flight. Forget it, Vindicator. You can send every mutant in Canada after me. Not coming back.
Okay, going to TV. The last little bit of news. The Supergirl show. Supergirl star David Harwood, who plays Martian Manhunter.
And
has now been playing, apparently, Cyborg Superman.
Yeah, for a couple seasons now.
I guess.
But has he?
I kind of gave up on it, to be honest. I didn't mind it at first, but it just... The writing got so irritating.
I still enjoyed it. I ended the season. I thought it did pretty well. I had a good fun with it.
I just got too frustrated with it, so I dropped it.
There are certain elements with all of the DC TV shows. There's certain elements in the writing room. Just like, what? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the Flash this last year, really, even that was just like
pooch them in.
Yeah. Like you could have made this half as long and it would have been twice as good.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Apparently, in an interview with. What's her name? Tanisha McCater. This is like a little girl that was interviewing, which is kind of cool. It made it even funnier.
Yeah.
At the Supernova Comic-Con in Australia, she did a little like 10-minute interview with him, video interview. And in that, he says, I don't like playing Cyborg Superman. It's boring. They don't really flesh it out. They don't really write the character. They just gave me this rather cheap-looking mask and no costume. They said, okay, you're Cyborg Superman. And I just kind of gave him like, this is the actual actor who plays this is just
openly totally, saying, hey,
totally on it. Going,
this sucks.
Yeah, he's like, whenever I'm walking in my trailer and I see that costume, I just switch off because I know it's going to be a really boring day.
Oh yeah. Also, costume. That's pretty generous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like I'm just going to wear some black clothes and slap like a. like a tinfoil Phantom of the Opera mask over half of my face, and
you know,
then
like the Phantom of the Opera's costume.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the head part.
Just the head part.
Like Jason's costume.
I would agree. Don't do that anymore, show.
Yeah.
Do Dean Cain.
I enjoy him a lot as Martian Manhunter.
Me too. He was one of the main things I really liked about that show. Cyborg
Superman. Looking back, you can tell he hates every minute of it, and he should because it's terrible. But Dean Cain. Yeah. There you go. You got it right. Just do that.
Why does he play the character so angry? Oh.
No kidding. Paid enough. Did you just hear him say that on TV?
Why is Cyborg Superman swearing at writers in the back of this? In the background of this every scene.
Is this B-roll footage? No, this is A-roll stuff.
Yeah.
You're an A-roll.
Well, this was just in every scene. We couldn't get a shot where he wasn't sighing audibly. Your mic's Superman. Hot. Your mic's hot. I know.
Too bad the writing isn't.
Oh!
I don't believe that X-Force is happening.
Welcome to the warm-up!
Hey, welcome to the warm-up. This week, doing a quick read this now. I'm gonna say read Moon Knight. The most recent series, it's 14 issues. It was Jeff Lemire and Greg Smallwood predominantly doing the art, but there were a few different artists for not for schedule reasons or anything, but just because it worked with the styles.
They broke up the storyline and different perspectives and stuff.
It has like the different personalities and stuff like that and different artists. Hey, that is smart. That's smart as heck.
Well, like Moon Knight's not a character that I was really too familiar with. And I don't collect a lot of books, but I was sort of drawn to that one. It's like, yeah, I'll collect it. And it's really, really good. Having the different artists, having the different perspectives. I think I've probably done a read this now on this before, actually.
Maybe.
I think like 3 or 4 issues in, but like I went a couple weeks ago to pick up issue 14, which was the end of the third arc, but still like one big story. And as I'm picking it up, the guy at the shop was like, yeah, this is the last issue, because it was the Jeff Lemire book and it's Marvel.
Yes.
So it was a good time to end it. It told the whole story, but like you could probably pick it up in 2 or 3 trades.
Yeah
I imagine. Yeah.
Or you can just ask me for them, and I'll lend them to you when Bri's done with them.
So, check in with me in 3 years.
Exactly.
But yeah, I don't know what to say. Super cool book, and read it.
Read it. Read it. Read it. Read it.
Read it. Great art. Great.
Now is putting a lot of pressure, but I'll do it.
Read this soon.
I'll read this soon.
I was a Moon Knight fan from earlier on, but I haven't really had a lot of the past couple of series.
Yeah.
And then I started picking this one up, and same as you, I was just like, this is great.
This is how you tell the story of a schizophrenic superhero.
Yeah.
And like, and you don't know what's real and
it
what's
was pretty
not.
Consistent. There was like maybe an issue or two where I was like, oh, are we kind of like sliding off? But then it just jumped right back on track and really had
and
me.
And
the stuff
that slid off ended up making sense later on.
Yeah.
And to
like,
go
that's,
back
that's
to.
That's how comics should be done. You do like, you do your big story, and then that's it for the book. Because if you carry it on with like another creative team that maybe doesn't have as strong a. idea of what to do, and then it's you get like 8 issues of crap, and then it gets canceled.
Mm-hmm.
No, just end it.
Yeah,
when you're done the story.
Yeah, that makes sense. But again, if you're telling like one actual like story with a definitive ending, do it that way instead of. I think some books kind of lose that a little bit, like the ongoing, where they're like, oh, they're trying to like raise stakes. You know what I mean? Like X-Men and like you know classic Spider-Man ran so long because they really didn't. It had like these big things here and there, but it was like a continuing narrative. And if you're ending a thing, end the book.
But you had the same creative team for a lot of them.
Oh, for sure.
Really long since, and you don't see that anymore.
No,
that just doesn't happen anymore.
No.
There's like Bendis and whoever he picks. You get those long stints, but that's about it. And even those aren't happening anymore.
And not every character needs to run consistently.
No.
Moon Knight's the perfect one. You check in with them every so often.
Yeah.
It's like, I got a good idea for a good Moon Knight book, and you do like what's effectively an extended miniseries kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Boom. Put him to bed for 2 years.
As like Punisher. Like, who wants to read 200 issues of an ongoing Punisher? That sounds miserable. Like, do a 20-issue thing, but don't... do 10 times.
I agree.
Only if they all look like Dolph Lundgren.
But that's it might just be my sensibility. Some people might have different sensibilities, but I agree. Like the Punisher is like, you know, in small doses, fantastic.
Yeah.
But you get too much of them, it's just like, this is just very unpleasant, isn't it?
Well, it's if you get those writers that just do the same sort of story. Like
I
believe that any character could be made to be really interesting as long as you have the right writer, and that's the thing. It's just finding the writer that does it for a bit and then
the kind of like quote-unquote edgy sort of hardcore violent stuff, it's very easy for somebody to phone it in.
Yo, totally.
It's just like bad, but it has an audience regardless.
Yeah.
And they know it, so Oh, I'm sorry, am I just venting now?
That's okay.
It's all good.
Sorry.
It's good to hear about the artist though, because so many, like it would be nice if every book, you're gonna have fill-in artists, you're gonna have guest artists, it would be nice if every book was planned in that way where you can factor it into the story.
Yeah.
You could, like, spread it out over multiple issues instead of just, like, random other artists in for one or two issues in the middle of a story.
Even the same guy had different styles.
Yeah.
That he was doing for different aspects of the personalities and different parts of the story. And I'm like, this is really cool. And I love that.
One character in one art style sort of stumbles into another one and then it changes.
Yeah.
It's like,
are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find some time to read this book. Yeah.
Sometime in the next 2 years.
Take yourself a bath.
Do you want some Iron Fist while you're at it?
Well, this is your comic. I'm not going to read it in the bath.
Just don't tell me about it. Or tell me about it.
They come back in like one big pulpy ball. Here's your books. Oh,
yay.
I got a moon ball.
You can make them into a shirt. Damn paper mache shirt. Then I'll hang from my belt. Because it's summertime. You don't need to wear a shirt.
Just ride your bike with that shirt in your mouth.
We might have carpooled over.
Saw a dude.
Made fun of a dude.
Oh, we did. Hey, that dude, if you're listening, fuck you!
You just followed along behind him?
Yeah. Well, slowly. He's like, hey, that guy's got it. Where's that guy's shirt? Oh, there it is. Tucked into his belt. But not in like a wearing the shirt sort of way. If only there were a way to keep track of his shirt. Put it on. I'm just basically doing the conversation verbatim now.
Yeah.
So main topic.
It is verbatim.
Main topic. What the f***?
All right, welcome to the main topic. Spider-Man Homecoming.
It's out tomorrow.
And we ain't fancy people in fancy towns, so we have not gone to an advanced screening.
The advanced screening in Thunder Bay.
I'm hearing good things.
Yeah, but really, I've been trying to not read too much about it, like other than saw a couple previews, read a little bit,
I watched
not
the
much.
First trailer, and then
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You saw the movie.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
one trailer.
That trailer was an hour and a half long.
I mean, I'm still excited to see it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, totally. I'm quite excited to see it. But since we can't, we're going to... what are we doing?
We came up with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14...
Good Lord.
...different ideas. We're probably not going to use all of these. No. But 14 quick lightning round Spider-Man movie things that we're just going to go nuts with. We're just going to treat ourselves.
So we're just going to randomly pick whatever and we'll kind of go with it. And when it runs out, it runs out.
Put it in the Conkytron machine.
You pick, because we...
I'm picking?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just going to pick the one you were going to pick. Beep, 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 beep. Okay. Boop. Andrew Garfield is Spidey.
So he continues on as Spidey. What happens?
Oh! Okay, so we're going to do, Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, basically this Homecoming is Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Okay. Not part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The deal fell through.
Sure.
What would Amazing Spider-Man 3 have been?
He's going to have a few more villains. Vulture will still be in there because we saw those big wings. Doctor Octopus perhaps too.
Yeah.
What other fun hats could Spider-Man wear? he's going to be mourning Gwen Stacy.
He'll be a 40-year-old unemployed photographer skateboarding around.
Yeah. I'm still cool. The kids love me. Wow. Why did you call the cops on me? I wasn't creeping you out.
40 years old on a skateboard, he'd fit right in at any Warped Tour show. That's
You have too many villains. You'd have all... I mean, they were going to make that Sinister Six movie.
Mm-hmm.
So would that have happened already? Because they were, really trying to make that happen.
Well, I think those two movies happened at the same time.
So they're two separate movies, though, but they both came out...
But you could watch them together, and some genius probably recut them. So
You could watch special 3D glasses that they actually just merged and became one movie.
What?
It's crazy. That's what you get in the D-Box.
Oh, yeah.
Thing in the theater.
Get in the D-Box.
You can watch, or you can live. D-Box Motion Code is the new way movies will move you.
So it's the third movie. They already did... pack too much into the previous one.
Third one's always the best, though.
Yeah. So they're definitely going to pack way more into this one. So yeah, they're going to have a bunch of villains. They're going to have the Sinister Six. You're going to have Mary Jane showing up. Mm-hmm. You're going to have Jonah Jameson show up finally.
Yeah.
Is he going to be Will Arnett? Because I feel like we lost our opportunity to do that.
Oh, it's gone. It's long gone,
but
baby.
It's Christopher Walken. Not in this reality.
No, that could be Will Arnett. I mean, that's a very hopeful thing. Is what it is. And we're talking about The Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Fair.
So, you know, how many scenes are going to be devoted to Sally Field working as a nurse? Twice as many, I think. You need more of it.
But they're going to flashback to her World War I time where she was a nurse.
Oh, yeah. Because Wonder Woman came out.
It did really well.
Exactly. So, I mean...
How old are you? Turns out, she's eternal.
Oh, yeah.
She's Sandman. They're Sandman.
She's Eternal, small E, because they don't have the rights to that.
Becomes Silver Sable.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds does a walk-on.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you.
Villains specifically, they're going to get them pretty wrong, right?
Yeah.
At least a couple of them, real dead
Carnage is going to be in there for some reason.
For some reason.
They're going to skip over Venom.
Because
they want to do that Venom solo movie.
This is a Sony movie, and they're going to want to appeal to your nostalgia for the original Spider-Man movie. So they're going to put in...
Green Goblin.
A very bizarre Tobey Maguire cameo appearance in this movie, but in a way where you're just not gonna be happy that it happened. Who will Tobey Maguire be?
He just walks on and everybody calls him Eddie Brock.
I was thinking he could be Jonah.
just the softest spoken, just whiny Jonah.
He just cries all the time, just that blubbery cry.
Yeah.
No. Please. Please don't say that. I know I've been selfish, but I can do better. I can change.
Okay, let's go next.
Moving on.
Next topic. Michael Keaton, the Vulture, is actually Batman or Birdman.
Oh.
So how did this
happen? All of them.
All of them together.
All Keatons are the same.
Yeah, every Keaton is the same.
Beetlejuice, Batman, Birdman, Multiplicity.
Well, they're all stem from the original Michael Keaton, but they're all clones.
Keaton Prime.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's the thing. Multiplicity went on from there. That's actually the prequel to every Michael Keaton appearance in every movie.
I like pizza. I like it. We're gonna need a cage.
Multiplicity is Keaton Prime. That movie is
You want to talk about creating cinematic universe.
Yeah.
There's the Keaton universe.
It's everything.
Everything he's done.
What else has Michael Keaton been in?
Dream Team?
Good lord, so many things.
Such as?
yeah.
The Other Guys?
The Other Guys.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's true. I remember that he was in that.
Also, Batman.
He was Batman.
Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Mr. Man.
Mr. Bat-Mom.
Michael Keaton was in Night Shift, Mr. Mom, Johnny Dangerously. Gung-Ho, Beetlejuice, how can you forget that, you bloody idiots? The Batman series, Much Ado About Nothing, Jackie Brown, Jack Frost, Cars, the RoboCop reboot, Minions, and Spotlight, among many, many other fine motion pictures. Get your shit together, boys.
So,
Do you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Do you bleed? Let's see you bleed.
Really, I mean, you're welcome, whoever owns the rights to Multiplicity, because you just absorb so many universes.
Weirdly enough, it's Michael Keaton. Written, directed, starring.
He plays the long game.
Michael Keaton, but it's all the other Michael Keatons that were like the gaffer. And
Yeah.
He just did. He was the entire crew.
Well, like, on the set for Batman, like, Nicholson took that deal where he had, like, merchandising rights, I think, for the Joker. So he got, like, so much money. He cashed in over the long run big time. So Keaton played his cards. He's like, I can do that, but can you imagine?
Picture it.
I can do that quantumly.
Yeah, exactly.
But really, who's the new Bonesaw McGraw?
Oh. You can't.
Bonesaw McGraw as played by in the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh,
and as you remember, he's ready. He's ready.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Now I'm just whispering. But who's the new Bonesaw?
Hulk Hogan, because he needs to improve his image.
You'd have to, like, shift it forward, though, a bit, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because you gotta make, like, a more modern wrestler than a guy who was around at the same
time. The Rock is too big, is the thing. The Rock is too
big.
He's
in every other movie, too, so...
Yeah.
Be confusing.
Let's just pause here for a second, and let's take a moment to appreciate the perfectly plucked eyebrows, just for a second, okay? I'm sorry. All right. Now we can continue.
It would be.
Yeah.
Or someone else with a big beard or a big mustache.
Yeah.
Nick Offerman.
If your shirt isn't tucked into your pants, then your pants are tucked into your shirt.
I would be very happy to see that, actually. I'd be very thrilled.
Or you go in the opposite direction and go like a light fella.
A limber guy.
Yeah. A limber jack.
The kid that played Billy Elliot.
Yeah. Just get that liberal agenda wrestler.
Oh, the liberal agenda. I love the liberal agenda.
Yeah, progressive liberal, or whatever he calls himself. Yeah, get that guy.
Have you heard about that?
I have not heard of that.
It's this guy who's like his wrestling gimmick, and he does it like
Appalachian Wrestling League. Yeah.
And his gimmick is that he's just the progressive liberal.
Yeah, from California.
He comes out and he's wearing like stuff that's like Bernie would have won. And he's got like a jacket covered in pictures of Hillary, and he's really like insulting in it, though.
Yeah,
like he's
obviously not
patronizing. Yeah. And he's the best heel
in the Appalachian wrestling.
Oh, yeah. In the Appalachian, so he's like the ultimate heel in the Appalachian world, and it's great. And I'm sure he's like cashing in. I'm slightly worried somebody is going to actually physically attack him at some point. I hope they don't, but.
Things
are
real,
tense, my friends.
Ooh.
So, we need to give him this movie role so he gets a golden parachute out of there.
Playing the same role.
Yeah.
Let's get him attacked on a worldwide scale.
In New York,
scale.
He's like, I'm the progressive liberal. And Spider-Man's just like, okay. In New York City, all right.
Can I help you out?
That's fine. That's fine.
Do you
need a lift?
Fine. Here's $5.
Yeah. All right. Get an Uber. There's a list of names.
Oh, this is sort of going off the same thing. The Batman Michael Keaton culture sort of thing.
Where you expand its universe, yes.
Use everyone who's played a Batman villain from the Tim Burton Batman movies as a asterisk. Spider-Man character. I put asterisks next to the other Batman.
Nice.
As a Spider-Man character, mm-hmm. then? Okay. Yeah. So we got Michelle Pfeiffer. So Michelle Pfeiffer,
yes.
Black
Cat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why not, right?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
She could still rock it.
Tommy Lee Jones, Norman Osborn.
Ah! Yeah.
I mean, he's got the hair. Drawn as.
Yeah, and Thunderbolts.
That's true. Jim Carrey.
Oh, boy.
Pastepot Pete.
I can see that. Would he want to go, like, he'd want to play, like, Cletus Cassidy or something, probably? Ooh. He'd want to go, like, full-born psycho.
I'm sure there was a wizard thing.
Yeah,
you
probably.
Just, as soon as you said that clicked. I'm like, I remember that he was going to be him. Yeah. Uma Thurman.
Ooh. As a villain.
Silver Sable. Oh, is it?
Is it a villain?
As
in
anything.
Oh, is it anything?
Silver Sable.
Hit me.
No, that would go against the grain.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to go even younger next.
Why am I just thinking Vanessa Fisk for some reason? I don't know why.
That's fine.
Yeah, all right. Danny DeVito as Wilson Fisk. Lil Wilson.
Oh, no.
Lil Fisk. That's what they call
him. But he's just Frank again, just having gross schemes. But on a bigger scale.
What are you two dickheads doing here?
Jack Nicholson. Oh, he's JJJ.
Yeah, that could work. That could work.
That's okay. Chris O'Donnell is Eddie Brock. No, Chris O'Donnell's kind of old now.
A little bit.
What's Hobgoblin? Ned Leeds.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can see that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
James.
Venom.
I want him to be Matt Gargan, but just so the Scorpion's like just yelling bad Austrian accent stuff.
Yeah.
I don't get you a spider. I can't do it.
Or the Rhino. The Rhino.
Oh, that's pretty good. But you know what, Danny DeVito is the Rhino?
Or as the Penguin, to hear him go...
Yeah, that'd be pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Classic Spider-Man villain, the Penguin.
Sorry, I went totally
alone. That's okay. So Kilmer and Clooney.
George Clooney as George Stacy.
Oh.
I think that would be a good fit.
Yeah.
See that. Val Kilmer. Uncle Ben.
Mysterio.
He's been playing Mark.
I liked Mysterio.
Oh,
yeah. I could see him... Playing.
Or Chameleon.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
Iceman.
Or all of these people could be Chameleon.
Get it?
All of them, yeah.
Top Gun.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
I get it.
We get it.
I'm so psyched for a live-action Miss Lion.
Played by Val Kilmer.
Fuck, yeah. He's played so many roles. And Firestar. He's played them all.
He just morphs into them.
It's yeah.
Recast Spidey. Just Peter.
At just Peter.
Just Peter, not the whole...
Are we recasting, like, MCU Spidey?
We're recasting Homecoming. Was gonna be Tom Holland, but then at the last minute, he had a three broken legs.
Jake Lloyd.
It's his comeback. His comeback vehicle.
Yeah. He's, like, friggin' 30 now.
I don't need child actors.
No, that's the thing.
Macaulay Culkin. Not a child actor.
No.
Not a child.
Danny DeVito. I could play a child.
Mickey Rooney.
Jiminy Jilicus.
Walloping Webster.
There we go. Walloping Webster.
Michael Keaton is Spider-Man in 1989. Then what happens?
1989.
Yeah. Well, the same year as Batman.
Yeah.
Instead he gets Spider-Man. Jack Nicholson's Norman Osborn.
Yeah.
And the Green Goblin. And it's just green face paint.
Still terrifying.
I've removed my paint.
They still should have just done that with Willem Dafoe, because good lord.
Yeah.
Hi.
Just, and pantsless, too, to be an extra terrifying.
What do you have to say about that, Mr. Dafoe?
The world will be yours and mine.
Is the button in his crotch?
It is!
Okay,
if he's sitting in the chair, you have to press on his crotch to hit the button. Ugh. Willem Dafoe designed this toy.
He is the Antichrist.
That's why he's smiling just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
God, it's true. Witchy! Ay, 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 ay.
So I would assume in that age, well, this is earlier. This is earlier than it, but it would be we're working something like the James Cameron treatment. So you're gonna have like Michael Keaton in 1989 playing a high school Peter Parker.
Get a pop collar.
Got that pop collar up there, yeah. Just being a weird stalkery dude.
Long coat.
Yeah.
Driving around in Trans Am.
Very little web swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost none.
Because of the restraints of the time.
Yeah. You're just lurking around doing this on the rooftop.
Who are you? I'm Spider-Man. It was a giant spider! A giant spider!
Sure.
Clearly wasn't. Clearly was not a giant spider.
Will this set the world on fire, box office wise? Yeah.
Whoosh.
Oh no.
Marvel team up is real. Who do you want to team up with, Spidey?
We were talking last week that Chris Evans is going to be in the next Spider-Man movie. Robert Downey Jr. is in this one. So essentially, what they've made is a Marvel team up franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If that pans out to be true, who do you want to see team up with Spidey in a Spider-Man movie? Mm-mm. In the current
version?
Yeah.
And this would have to be somebody who we've seen already.
Not necessarily.
I guess it doesn't have to. Anybody. You could introduce a character.
I was going
to
say Fillion as Nova, but with him being so young, you'd want a younger one.
Maybe.
I'd kind of be on board with a Spider-Man Thing movie.
Yeah, me too.
And that's not entirely out of the question, right? No. Maybe?
It's a 2-in-1 team-up.
Hey, here's the thing.
Oh, that, you know what? That would be impossible. There's no way 3 film companies... Never mind. Gambit.
Where is the challenge to this still-proud Master Thief?
Wait, same thing.
Yeah. I would love to...
Also Howard the Duck.
Yes.
Make that comic cover come true.
Yeah. I want to say Ms. Marvel, but I mostly want that with like a Miles Morales thing, so I'm not going to apply that here. Even though, let's just give Peter all of Miles' stuff in the movies.
Yeah.
Give him all of it!
I'm just trying to think of all the weird team-ups, and I keep thinking of just the horrible ones, like Stingray. And
I'd enjoy it, while like these are ones that can't happen, because they're all X-Men or Fantastic Four characters.
I say Ant-Man. Get the Bug Boys together.
We can't call them that.
Them Bug Boys.
Damn it.
But he's changed costumes, you know. He's now Yellow Jacket.
Ow.
Ow.
Scott. I'll never forget
Doctor Strange?
That would be fun.
Do an annual.
Yeah.
Do the... Oh, totally Ditko. Yeah. Going full Ditko.
Yeah.
Or Daredevil. Because they could... actually do that.
That would be nice.
If these people start to work together who are working for the same company.
You got a lot of real good properties that you've realized mostly well. Do the thing.
Him and a Black Panther?
That'd be okay.
Yeah.
They know each other.
Yeah.
They've met one time.
They've met. They were on a team.
Yeah.
They have literally nothing in common, but it could be fun.
But that's the whole point of it. That's what Marvel Team Up was great. It was like characters that have nothing to do with each other.
Field trip to Wakanda.
Yeah.
And they got lost, and I am in the jungle.
Spider-Man swinging around. King, save me. Spider-Man swinging around in a jungle would be pretty... I mean, they've done it in the comics, but it'd be pretty fun in live action.
Yeah, that would be,
Don't Shia LaBeouf it, but you know.
As long as you have Andy Serkis in it.
Oh yeah, then you're
golden. He plays everyone.
Yeah. He plays everybody else. Yeah.
He plays all the like the chimps and stuff that he swings with.
Yeah.
Oh no, Shia LaBeouf!
Homecoming is
Spidey being a Ditko dick. So the original Ditko Spidey, where he's just an asshole.
The
Homecoming is just that. It's just him being a jerk.
Don't make me get into it again. Hey, Peter, you want to go to Homecoming, Dad? Stop hassling me for my time!
Who are you looking out for?
Number one!
Moment of zero.
Story time. We're doing story time.
Oh, no. Oh, I definitely owned that.
Do you? Okay.
I did. I don't now.
It was an Infinity War crossover.
Exactly. I was flipping through and I'm like, what can we do? Can we do a dramatic read for? An Infinity War crossover, because it's going to be kind of Infinity War coming up.
How very topical of you.
Exactly. I don't know who wants to play who.
Well, who?
So we got four roles.
There's Spidey and the narrator have the most lines. Then Hobgoblin, what's his name? Jason McHale?
McIndale,
yeah. He's got some lines, and then Demon Goblin just has like a one or two.
Right.
It looks like a lot that we're going up to.
So no
but
lines
it's,
by doppelganger?
No. And just as it enters.
Look at those cartoon eyes. He looks like he's like a serial mascot that wants to kill you. So pretty good serial mascot.
You'll be like Green Goblin Lucky Charms.
You'll be gobbling them up.
Who wants to be here?
After a tense standoff and seven rounds of oily arm wrestling, the boys decide that Kyle will play Spider-Man, Briar will voice the narration, and Merc will be both Hobgoblin and Demo Goblin. Let's listen.
Alright, so opening on page one, we have a splash page, Peter Parker and Mary Jane lounging sexily at sleep.
They've kicked off the covers.
There are giant heads all around them, Hobgoblin, Green Goblin, Venom, Demo Goblin, who is, you know, definitely at the same tier. And some brown haired dude.
I don't know who that's supposed to
be. I'm not sure.
Is that
offhand.
Maybe Ned Leeds? I don't know.
Maybe. Anyway.
This is Spider-Man issue 24.
Yeah. It's like Demo Goblin, Hobgoblin. Like, this is the point where Demo Goblin was a better sell than Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing. Stan Lee presents Double Infinity. written by H. Austin. Oh, that's Howard Mackey. H. Austin Mackey, who I guess was not going by his full name. Larry Alexander on pencils, who I've never heard of. Andrew Pip-Boy on inks, and so on and so forth.
Pip-Boy, yeah.
All right. Peter Parker dreams. As Spider-Man, he lives most people's nightmares. Sweet dreams, Peter Parker. Peter Parker awakes.
No! Oh, another nightmare. Venom, Carnage, Hobgoblin, Green Goblin. Can't get one night's good sleep anymore. Whoever said superheroes are supposed to sleep? At least I didn't wake Mary Jane up this time.
With my huge back.
He does have a very huge
look
back.
Look at the
in that
size
picture.
Of his back. It's like
also like
I got
I'm
a football
like a Kenner wrestling toy.
Yeah, right.
Can I see like Mary Jane is clearly just like taking a different sexy pose in every panel she's in, even though she's asleep.
Well, she's a model. She's trained.
That's true.
For it.
She's used to it. Yeah. Continuing.
Gotta get out and clear my head. Leave MJ a note so she doesn't worry.
He puts on his web shooters.
Who am I? Peter Parker or a superhero?
He's pulling on his Spider-Man costume.
Sometimes I feel like a character from Mary Jane's soap opera.
He's climbing out of a skylight into the city.
Look at that butt. Look at that top butt.
Sweet, sweet butt.
I haunt my dreams as my own evil twin.
Nah.
Boy, black asleep makes me cranky. Evil twin? Evil twin.
Oh, just wait.
Sheesh, I'm Spider-Man, and I love being me. And I love getting my head up way over my head.
Swinging through the city.
My feet up.
I was like, my head up way over my head.
Yeah.
It's metaphoric.
They're both heads.
Spider-Man swings through the city. He notices somebody approaching a gentleman walking home with groceries with a club or a pipe or a ruler in his hand. I have no idea.
I'm good at what I do.
He grabs the guy and webs him.
Tosses him into the garbage and it says Killing Joke on the side.
Except next you see him webbed to a building. It looks like he's doing that, but then he's webbed to a building, except he's all blue. So
that's called a shadow.
Yeah. It's a comic shadow.
So I give up a couple of nights good sleep once in a while. I have fun anyway.
But what's in the shadows?
Something with six arms. Gotta be Goro. Or Goro's big brother.
Spider Goro.
Sparrow.
Cutting to a different apartment elsewhere. Jason Philip McIndale. He too attempts to sleep soundly. He too fails. Once an extraordinary mercenary. First as Jack-O-Lantern, and then as the Hobgoblin. Oh wait, no, I once as extraordinary mercenary. Too many Caption balloons. What are you doing, comic? So 90s.
Once an extraordinary mercenary, McIndale chose to take on the role of a costume supervillain, first as Jack-O-Lantern and then as a Hobgoblin. His bloody past has always come back to haunt him as he fell into the land of dreams. Recent events have given those nightmares a more horrific bent. So there's, like, he's being attacked by, like, the demon.
Morbius.
Yeah, it's like Morbius, and, like, and... is that carrion, I guess? Or vermin? And it looks like just the literal biblical devil.
Tearing his clothes off, ravishing him, but biting him in the leg.
Ravaging.
Yeah. McIndale made the deal with the demon Naaster?
Ugh. Wait, where's that name?
Naaster.
You don't know that character?
Naaster? You don't know Naaster?
Are you kidding?
No, he was like huge in Inferno. That was the main character.
I didn't really read Inferno.
No, all right.
Sorry, guys. For more power.
Asshole, get out of here.
Asterisk. See in Spectacular Spidey number 147. Danny!
Danny, who has no adjective.
He received the power, but he too became a demon. Recently, he and the demon separated.
It was an amicable separation. They have joint custody of the kids and share the lake house on alternating weekends. It's working well for everyone.
Now the demon pursues him in his nightmares, and in real life,
the demon won't leave him alone.
Jason McIndale wakes up, silently. Yeah, he pulls himself out of bed, splashes some water in his face in the bathroom, and then he heads into a training room in his apartment. He's a fancy boy.
I don't need this head garbage. The demon is gone. I'm just starting to get my strength back. My reflexes.
I like the sounds.
Yeah.
Spack!
As he kicks a dummy in the head. My skill.
Blim, 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 blim.
That's me shooting a gun.
Within, like, one thought, he goes from kicking a head off a dummy to shooting a gun.
But he's wearing headphones, so,
he's real fast to getting...
Safety first.
Oh, yeah. Good for him.
Well,
good for
Jason. He also has his shirt tucked into his pants.
Oh, yeah.
Not losing that shirt.
Nope.
Nope. Not even on a long bike ride.
So, yeah.
You see him putting on his Hobgoblin costume. He hops on his glider. He's thooming and zacking about.
Don't forget chicken.
Oh, he's chicken.
Chick thoom zack. I'm gonna get the demon out of my head, hunt him down in my old ragged costume, the one he copied, and kill him.
Sinner.
You see another goblin behind him. That's that demo goblin.
As he just rides around saying, Sinner.
We cut to Times
Square. Like the church lady.
Dana Carvey is the demo goblin in. We cut to Times Square, New York City. Spider-Man's webbing about.
And it's Pepsi's.
Oh, there's like just legit Pepsi ads all over the place.
And also an ad for cameras.
Cameras. No, any particular one. Just cameras. Cameras?
Have you considered cameras? So many of the so-called villains I've been fighting lately exist only because of some personal vendetta against me. Green Goblin, Venom, the Vulture, I guess.
Lately? The Vulture was... Never mind.
You know, lately.
Yeah.
I could reduce the supervillain population just by hanging up my costume and... Huh?
The Hobgoblin zooms past him without a glider.
Here we go again!
Crash!
How did I forget to mention Hobgoblin?
Right into that... Sony, Jumbotron.
This is just like one big ad. I just want to drink
now. Pepsi. Now nobody's gonna know about cameras.
I want a Sony camera.
Demo Goblin appears holding a flaming pumpkin bomb.
That's a delightful costume.
And a dirty, dirty tongue and a picture of himself on his crotch.
Well, who doesn't have that?
Who doesn't?
That's fair. You know what? I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh yeah, not to mention his new demonic counterpart.
Prepare yourself, mercenary.
Sorry. That actually hurt.
My mission will only become clear to me with your death.
I have like an English accent kind of when I'm doing that.
A little bit of an etch.
Limey.
Yeah.
Demo Goblin throws the pumpkin bomb, and Hobgoblin does a finger blasty thing back. Frazat!
And apparently falls off his glider?
Oh, he was already off the glider. Oh, okay. He got tossed off.
Oh, right.
You're dreaming, buddy. I survived too much garbage lately to be off by the likes of you.
Croon! Explodes.
This is my favorite line.
Debris is falling at people, I believe.
Yeah, debris is falling.
That's right it is. And Spidey says, debris falling to the street. This is why I do what I do.
To stop debris.
I'm a debris hero.
How did debris not kill his uncle?
Well, I killed George Stacy.
That's true. Oh, that's very true.
Yeah, like that's better.
That'll be like a new also, number one Venom. Villain called you, debris. Me, and debris.
Yeah, the burglar was named Debris.
I thought it meant cheese.
Spider sense is going crazy. That's all they do.
Yeah.
There's never a point where Spider-Man is like, spider sense, mildly tingling. But Hobgoblin and the demon seem to have eyes for each other. Neither's paying attention to me. Huh? Another web line? Shot by who?
There's a close-up of his web line and it's coming apart.
What? It's razor sharp!
Cuts it right open. Can I just... What is... His ribs are jutting out weirdly there. Or is that just his saggy spider business?
It's got spider boobs.
That's interesting.
It's very... You call it interesting.
I feel like that's like a coloring error.
Maybe. Anyway, so, Spider-Man is falling. Demogoblin is still flying. Oh, it's Hobgoblin. Hobgoblin's flying around. It's all in silhouette. Who can tell?
Look, I could start to get a complex around here. Webline's been cut. Need something to break my fall.
Wonk.
Just elbows Hobgoblin right in the head. Fantastic.
Not exactly what I had in mind, but at least it saves me the trouble of chasing you down.
Look, Spider-Man, I'm not looking for a fight tonight.
Well, you got one anyway. What the...
Doppelganger appears.
Looks like this one's for you, Spidey.
It's very wet.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this whole mist fog thing is just like the humidity from that guy's mouth.
Yeah.
It's not the heat.
No. It's the...
And Demogoblin lunges for Spider-Man's neck like a common Morbius.
What is this thing? Looks like my evil twin.
Jump!
And he hits him under the chin, so he slams his mouth shut.
I've been watching too much of MJ's soap opera.
Good luck, Spider-Man!
Gee, thanks!
And we'll end it there.
Okay.
Tune in next week when we don't read that.
No, that's a hint of 1992, you guys. 1992.
So that was, what, 25 years ago?
Good God!
Yep.
Look at us now.
Okay. I said I'd do anything, so here we are.
So let's hope Spider-Man Homecoming can live up to the high standard set by that random 1992 Spider-Man comic.
Hopefully, yeah.
He won't have doppelganger.
Avengers Infinity War will be just as good as that.
Oh, it, I hope so.
Yeah.
We can only hope for just that much Demogoblin and Doppelganger. Two characters you're still talking about today.
Sony, make it happen.
We just spent like 20 minutes on them.
Fun times.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Merk. You can find me at merkasylum.ca, merkasylum.ca. You can find my books, graphic novels, t-shirts, prints, posters.
And his heart.
Stuff. My heart stuff. Yes. Anything I can find.
I'm Kyle. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com. All of the stuff that Merk said. I like to keep it brief and breezy.
Do
like
you?
My underpants.
Good. It's good that that happened.
Go on.
My name's
about
Brian.
About my underpants.
Yeah, I will. Oh, at great length. Well, that's going to be the bonus episode.
That's,
Yeah. Anyway. We're going to talk about that for at least another hour, right, you guys?
No.
My name's Brian Kotick, and if you like comics, webcomics that are not currently updating, you can check out WelcomeToHereafter.com. It's on a little bit of a hiatus. I expected to have been working ahead at the next book by now, but I have not. So,
okay, take a break.
It's a long summer.
Summer vacation.
Yeah.
Summer vacation! Sunny D! Sunny D!
Sunny D box.
I really prefer some purple stuff. You can also You can also find me at BryKotyk on all sorts of social media platforms.
Thanks, as ever, to...
K. Preston Merkley. Yeah,
K.P. Merks.
You can find... Look
How is he not credited as K.P. Merks? He really should be.
Well, he's K.P.
He's working on
it. Yeah.
Or look him up under Ocean City Defender. You can find him under that online.
He's the guy that did all our music. So if you enjoyed the music and you want to hear more music,
Highly recommended. He's fantastic.
And I just posted on our Facebook page a link to the short movie that he did the music for, and it actually won a ton of awards. Not his music specifically, but just that the short film is like a short animated film.
It's part of the film. It's part of the storytelling.
Yeah.
So you know,
yeah, absolutely,
it's
It's really good.
So really, give him the award.
Exactly.
I mean, if it was just like Peter and the Wolf on loop, I don't think it would have won as many awards.
Yeah. That's true. It would not have.
Do love that song, though.
Who doesn't?
Okay, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Good need the other one. The world will be yours and mine. Also...
And now for the first and hopefully only time ever, Kyle's Christian Rock Song Review and Revival. You will believe. You are goddamn right you will, you bloody jackasses.
I'm not doing that. You can go to hell.
Bye, Steve. Good party.